Mr. Larry Sisson from the Salvation Army, also Mr. Bob Ekman from E-Communications, and on the phone we have Mr. Dale Shamel. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, listeners.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Dale.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you're in Colorado, is that what I hear?
Yes, sir.
How's the weather out there today?
It's been beautiful, 60 degrees yesterday and beautiful blue skies, but we're getting homesick. We're coming home pretty soon.
Well, we're ready to see you.
Yeah, and it's going to be colder when you get here, by the way. Colder than it is in Denver, in Colorado. That's just crazy. All right, so Larry, just tell folks a little bit about what this announcement is today and what's going on.
Well, Dale and his foundation, I'll let him speak a little bit more about it, but they're going to match funds for the Salvation Army on Friday and Saturday this week. At all of our Oregon County and Mammoth Spring locations.
Wow, that's great.
That's fantastic. So
better than great.
And that's up to $1,000.
So every contribution will be matched.
Will be matched.
So if somebody drops a dollar in the kettle, that means it's $2.
It's $2. That's right. Up to $1,000, yes.
Wow. Dale?
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you very much. That is, So tell me, why would Dale Shamel want to do that, number one? And I know you're doing this through a foundation that you have, too.
Yes. So Bullying for Babies, a big part of what we are is, a part of our purpose is local outreach. And we work with a lot of other nonprofit foundations and charitable organizations and churches. That's just always been part of our mission. And as part of our local outreach, it's important to our foundation that there's a salvation message. Because we believe Jesus is the reason for the season. And so this year we just felt like the Bell Ringers program and the Salvation Army would just be a real fantastic thing to do. So we can talk a little bit more about this, but there's actually two parts of what we're doing. We're matching $1,000 on the Bell Ringers at any of the locations in Alton or Thayer, and that will be for this Friday and Saturday. And then in addition to that, there's another program. It's called the Life Jacket Story. It's just an incredible, powerful, one of the most touching stories you'll ever hear of 170 Salvation Army youth workers. And when we started doing research, we found this story is almost unheard of. And it's just an inspiring story. And so we're also going to match up to $1,500 all the way up through January 10th.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's for everyone that goes to Dale's website.
Yeah. Really?
Actually, you can view that. You can get that video on our website, right, Mike? Ecomnewsnetwork.com, and watch it. I've watched that video more than once.
I
got to tell you,
several times.
Every time I watch it, I'm in tears. To know what you tell us a little, just a brief about what that story's about, Dale.
Well, everybody's heard of the Titanic, and you know how women and children first was a big deal. In fact, 75% of the women on the Titanic survived because of the gallant men who were willing to let women and children go first. But in the there's another ship that sank in 1914, and that's the ship that had the 170 Salvation Army youth workers on it, and it sank in 14 minutes. So it became every man and woman for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But there was 170 Salvation Army youth workers. Every single one of them gave up their life jacket, and almost every one of them drowned.
Mm.
It's just an incredible story that shows us about really what Christ is and what the reason for the season is. Jesus Christ came and gave his life for us. So you'll just have to see it, and it is on the K-Country website. You can go there. If you feel led, you can make a donation on the website there. It'll link to the Buildings for Babies website. And Buildings for Babies will match every dollar up to $1,500 through that program.
Well, so you can actually go right on this the website, which you can get on Ecom News Network, and go in there and make a donation, and you're going to match up to $1,500 on that. That's phenomenal.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, doubling your impact. I mean, that's just a great thing. And folks, you should do this through the Salvation Army tomorrow and Saturday when you see those kettles and those bell ringers. Make those contributions, and then go to the website and You know, I've seen this story, Dale, on social media circulating here over the last probably 3 weeks in different formats. And why is it that more people don't know this story, and why has this story become so important lately, do you think? Because I'm seeing it posted by a lot of different people.
Well, there is, we started doing some research because we had heard this story, and then what we originally saw didn't have all the facts straight. We wanted it to be factual, so mm-hmm. we dug in and did a lot of research. And I believe that there was a person on the Titanic who had also done something very similar. He gave his life jacket away and gave his life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think it's heard from two different angles, but why this has not been promoted, I really, really don't understand. You know, it's just like the way it goes in news media today. Some things that seem very noteworthy get a lot of attention, and other things that seem even more noteworthy don't. And that's why we decided to do this. But for us, it was really special to Salvation Army, because not only did they give their lives, but they swam around knowing they're going to die and asking people if they're a Christian and leading people to Christ in those last few moments before they sank under the water and gave their life.
Yeah, and I don't think, Bob, we want to do a spoiler alert by telling them how all that actually went. Folks, go to the website and view the video, because it really is just it's an amazing story, Larry. It's an amazing story.
It sure is. And I wanted to just say a couple words about the Salvation Army.
Sure.
Many of you out there may not know, but the Salvation Army started as the East London Christian Mission. And William Booth, the founder, called his converts the Volunteer Army.
Right.
And as he got more into realizing that salvation was his primary goal, he changed it to the Salvation Army.
Hmm.
And so salvation was his primary focus. And Dale had mentioned to me that it seems as though maybe we've gotten away from a little bit of that, and we need to get back to it. And I agree.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly.
You know, what's amazing about that life jacket story, Dale, is that, you know, people, you know, I'm trying to visualize, you know, if you're out there in the water and coming up to somebody and actually witnessing to them out there in the water, and they're opportunity, you know, to reach out to Christ, and then, you know, here's my life jacket, you save yourself, you know, I'm safe, and I'm going to, you know, give you my... What an amazing story, Dale.
Yes.
Yes, and I really believe that whole story, what it really is just as Larry said, it's to challenge us today. I mean, here we are going into 2020, and that's really one of the questions. Where is the generation of young people, you know, who's willing to give some of their time just to even be bold enough to share about Jesus? It's just in this day and age, we almost become ashamed of our salvation. So it's really a challenge for me, you know, as the director of a nonprofit foundation where we feel like we're kind of bold in promoting salvation. It's a big part of our purpose, but it really challenged me that would I really do that if I was really faced with that decision?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a question to step back and ask yourself. I mean, in that exact situation, what would you do?
I've thought of that myself because, you know, like Dale said up at the front, that it was every man for himself. And that's the way we normally think.
Well, you know, there's a lot of charities out there, a lot of things that you could give your money to. You know, and of course, you know, we're all about St. Jude, and it's a great cause. The Salvation Army, you know, locally here, Dale, you know, and you're matching this $1,000 over the next 2 days. This money in Oregon County stays in Oregon County, most of it.
85% of it.
Yeah,
85%.
That's right. That was very important to Billings for Babies. And remember, we also are matching up to $1,500. The radio, the program for the Life Jacket Story that you can go through K Country's website, e-commerce, that goes until January 10th. So you'll see other things and some other promotion for the Life Jacket Story program. And so if you go through that and donate there, we'll match up to $1,500, and that does go up all the way through January 10th.
Right.
We appreciate you, Dale. I wanted to mention something that probably hardly nobody knows, but a few days ago, Dale gave me a whole carload of Christmas presents to give out.
Really?
And, you know, just just gave them to me, and I thank you, Dale, and for your giving spirit. And that's what Christianity is all about: is that God loved and He gave, and for us to love and give, we're Godlike. And it's important.
We appreciate that, but it really is Jesus is the reason for the season.
That's right.
As Jesus told us, as you abundantly receive, abundantly give, and you know, we don't want to stand before the Lord someday. This is one of the things we talk about in our conferences that Billings for Babies does, is this, the parable of the talents. If God gave you a gift, a talent, and you don't use it for His glory, and you just use it for your own personal gain,
amen,
you know, that's a real serious matter. So mm-hmm. We all want to be involved. We just love being involved in the local community there, Mammoth Thayer, all of that area, because there's just some really wonderful people. I grew up there. A lot of people don't know that. I graduated from Highland High School and used to play against the Bobcats. Mm-hmm. And, I was telling Bob this, we're just so happy to feel like we're back home, because there's so many good-hearted people there, and we can just put our shoulder to the wheel and join the effort to make our community a better place.
Yeah, you're a very humble man.
Well, you know, Dale, I get people all the time, and I had a lady this morning here at the radio station thank me for what I do. But, you know, if people did not put money in the kettle, what I do wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I got for Larry and his wife, I tell you, they have worked their fingers to the bone, you know, trying to get this thing going. It's tough to get volunteers, Mike, as you know.
I do know that, and I think about that every time I go to the grocery store. Yeah. There's Larry.
Yeah.
By the kettle, and I'm hoping that, you know, when I get some change back when I pay my bills, so I can drop it in the kettle.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about the Salvation Army if we can, just a little bit locally. Mm-hmm. What are the funds used for?
Well, our primary focus is, we have an emergency fund to help people in emergencies that goes anywhere from helping on utility bills to occasionally we'll have like Oregon County Police call us and say they got someone that needs a place to spend the night, and we'll get them a motel room. Occasionally we'll help someone in on their prescriptions or a doctor bill. We had one last year that they wouldn't let the guy out of the hospital until he had the oxygen. And so we went and paid for $125 worth of oxygen, so they would release him mm-hmm. from the hospital.
Wow!
Other things we do is we help in the schools in the purchase of school supplies, clothes. If we have money, we go on to do shoes and other things, depending on the amount of money that we have. We help the senior centers quite a bit with the Christmas dinners. If we have the extra money, we do Thanksgiving and Christmas. We help them with fans and heaters for Alton and Thayer. The Mammoth Springs Senior Center didn't need heaters and fans, so we've been supplying them groceries instead.
Throughout, so it's a pretty wide scope.
Yeah. But it's mainly those three areas. If we have more money, we did the Mitten Tree one year. You know, it just depends on how our funds run. But those three areas we usually try to always reach.
And I asked you before we went on the air today how the collections are going this year, and you said about right on par.
We're just about even with last year right now, and we had five less days. So we've pretty much made up our five mm-hmm. days from last year.
Yeah, are you finding people are obviously are giving more?
It seems like people are giving really well this year. It really does. And I know as more and more people go to plastic, that's getting to be a little bit of a problem. And maybe this is where Dale will mm-hmm. will fit in, you know. We're hoping that as things go along, you know, that people, we do take checks. So if someone wants to give a donation to the Salvation Army, they can drop it in the kettle in the form of a check.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I want to suggest to the people that are out there listening, and Bob knows I spend a lot of time in fundraising seminars, especially here in a couple of weeks. If you are somewhere where the Salvation Army is ringing the bell outside the door, and you're paying with your debit card, it means you're probably not going to get any change back. And that's, like you just said, is a bit of an issue. Why don't you go ahead and tell them, hey, could you add $5 to my bill and give me that back in cash? And then drop that in the kettle, because tomorrow and Saturday, that $5 is going to turn into 10. Or ask for a couple of dollars. I mean, whatever you could do. And if you're doing it on your debit card, folks, I mean, this is just an easy way to make a contribution and make a difference in other people's lives.
Dale, thank you for just doing what you're doing to help spur this on. I'll tell you what I'm going to do in behalf of eCommunications. I'm going to give you, just to kind of get this started, here's a $100 check. So that's going to be worth worth $200, you know, with Dale's contribution.
So. I will put it in tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So how about that, Dale? They didn't hit you for $100.
That's all right. Remember, it's all the good Lord's money. I mean, I just one last thing I want to say is, you know, I mean, I grew up right there, and I grew up very poor. And what I've learned is that, you know, whatever talent we have, we want to give to God. But sometimes we don't have that personality to be bold to tell somebody about Jesus or to do certain things. But we always can give just a little bit of extra money. It reminds me of the story of the widow woman that gave her last mite, and God will always bless it. And God can always double it. He can take what we double here and make it 10 times and go way further. So we believe that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, so folks, you've heard it. I mean, that's what we've been talking about here for a couple of days with a big announcement. If you make a contribution to the Salvation Army tomorrow or Saturday, it will be matched by Buildings for Babies up to $1,000. That's just tremendous.
Yeah, and Mike, let me just say again on that video, of course, that's till January the 10th on that, and you can make a donation to that, either, you know, send it in or do it on with your credit card or whatever. But if even if you don't make a donation, you know, we hope you do, but if you don't, that's fine, too. Watch the video. Watch if you don't do anything else, watch the video. And Dale, you're narrating that video, and you did such a fantastic job putting that together. We appreciate it.
Yeah, he went further with
it. One last comment is, you know, that video will link through a YouTube thing. So feel free to share the video. We really don't have a problem. It's copyrighted. But feel free to share it. I mean, this is like the gospel. You know, God doesn't give us just to hoard it up for ourselves. So feel free to go through the K-Country website, get the video, and then you can share it.
Absolutely.
And Dale, get with me later on that video, and we'll try to find a few places to show it.
Okay.
I'm going to go on your website and make a donation. It won't be probably what Bob gave, but I will make a donation. We love you, and we thank you for what you do, and Janice and your kid, your family.
All right. Well, guys, you guys are all doing a wonderful job. I'm telling you, we really are excited just to be back home and part of the community. So you guys keep up the good work.
Amen. I love this community.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your family, Dale.
All right. God bless you.
Merry Christmas and safe travels on your way back.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.